And today we're going to talk about gratitude. Gratitude is something that we all must have and express verbally as well as mentally. Mental criticism is a great occupation for many people. It comes very naturally to people in our cyberspace congregation. You know how many times you've criticized mentally and even verbally, but more so mentally. When you find yourself criticizing mentally, change it to being grateful that you're alive, grateful that you have what you have, grateful that you're healthy, grateful that you have friends, grateful that you have a family, grateful that you know the person that you're mentally criticizing. Find the good qualities in each and every one, because then you find the good qualities in yourself. You know our scriptures say that we see in others only what is actively in ourselves. So that's rather embarrassing if we're always mentally criticizing others for one thing or another, because we are telling ourselves this is something within us that we have to conquer within us, and we can conquer within us simply by praising ourselves and getting a better self-image. You are a soul living in a body. You have various tools, an astral body, an intellectual body, an instinctive mind, energy that comes right from Shiva every minute of every hour of every day. Your energy comes from Shiva. The light within your mind originates in Shiva and flows out through you and lights up your thoughts. So therefore, make the thoughts worthy of the light that lights up the thoughts. It's an impartial light. If you close your eyes, you visualize a flower, or you visualize a horrid scene, the light is the same that lights up that visualization. So, the light is pure, and that is your real self. That light is coming from your soul, and Shiva is sending it through your soul out into the external mind. It is the external mind that we have to bear down on and control. The internal mind, the superconscious mind, the intuitive mind is absolutely perfect. It sees clearly everything. It doesn't criticize. It sees and appreciates things and people and qualities within people and what people are going through impartially and in proportion to who they are in their area of evolution on the planet. There's a great freedom in giving gratitude and being grateful. A freedom of affectionate detachment. Someone is going through something or does something that you mentally criticize or verbally criticize him for. And this does not mean you cannot sit down and heart to heart have a conversation with someone about what they are doing, and even if they're open for it, if they're open to listen, make a change in your relationship with them. But the other person has to be open to listen. Therefore, verbally criticizing someone who's not open to listen to you is a waste of energy, of your vital force and your vital energy. It's better to look for the good qualities of yourself in them rather than look into them to see the bad qualities of yourself. Can't correct them, but you can change yourself.